CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman, and a tribute to Tom Stafford, who, what did he accomplish, Bob, as an astronaut for NASA?
He is one of the Apollo astronauts from the 60s. He flew two Gemini missions demonstrating rendezvous capabilities. He flew on the Apollo 10 mission, which was the dress rehearsal before the Apollo 11 mission. He flew a lunar module to within 10 miles of the lunar surface in May of 69. He then was the commander for the Apollo Soyuz docking mission with the Soviet Union, the first time the two countries did a joint mission. He was a great astronaut. He lived to 93, passed away just this week. Spent many, many years as the go-to guy for NASA post his flight as a consultant to look at projects to see if they made sense. There are only seven astronauts left from the Apollo missions that flew to the moon out of the 24 that went. We're losing what possibly was the greatest generation of all time. This is slowly going away, John.
And we go to Vikram. What is it, Bob?
Vikram was India's lunar lander that landed near the south pole of the moon last year. They've now done some analysis. It used an interesting landing technology. Instead of having one central retro engine, it used a four around the perimeter, angled outward slightly. And what that did is, and this is a key thing, this is a key discovery, it reduced the amount of dust it kicked up when it landed. And that's important. When we go to the moon to build bases, the initial landings are not going to have landing pads. And so, therefore, dust is going to get kicked up. And that could become a serious problem because lunar dust is very abrasive and is a problem. And so Vikram discovered techniques which you might be able to reduce the amount of dust significantly when you land. And this applies to Starship. Starship has lots of engines on the base. What is it, about six? But it's got two different kinds. This suggests it should use, when it lands, only the outer engines and gimbal them so they point outward slightly. And you can then reduce the amount of dust that it produces on the ground. That's an important discovery.
Dimorphos is a binary asteroid. What happened?
Yes, Dimorphos orbits another asteroid, larger asteroid, called Didymos. And back in September 22, the mission called DART did an impact on the smaller orbiting asteroid Dimorphos. It hit it, and it hit it mostly to find out something about asteroids themselves. But the NASA claimed this was to learn how to do planetary defense. I always thought that claim was a bit overstated. But nonetheless, because we know you hit an asteroid, things are going to happen. In this case, though, we are learning what happened to this particular asteroid. This is a kind of rubble pile asteroid. Two things happened. One, it definitely shortened the orbit of Dimorphos around Didymos by about 33 minutes. And in addition to that, it reshaped the asteroid. It tilted it. Its equator got pushed sideways down away from the equator, the ridge, and so it's now kind of an oblique shape. It's tilted somewhat, reshaped. But I think the biggest discovery they found is that over time, the changes take time to take place, John, and that's something we need to study more.
A space telescope in safe mode. Where?
This is called the Gerald Swift Space Telescope. Neil Gerald was the principal investigator. They named it after him. He passed away at a young age. This is the key telescopes for discovering what gamma ray bursts were about. It does optical and high energy observations instantaneously, so you get both wide coverage. It's in safe mode at the moment. One of its gyros has failed. They have to upload new software so it can work with only two gyros, but it looks like they're going to, and so it'll keep going. It's way past its lifespan. It's now almost 20 years in operation. It was never expected to last that long.
And 30 seconds, Bob. The geology of Mars, always a treat. You find something odd?
Yes, this is a magnificent picture from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that I posted. It shows these beautiful mesas with terraced layers. It's just really a spectacular view. And what those layers tell us is that it's a way to map the geology of Mars, much like they do on Earth. Each layer is a geological time, and they look at it.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,